3, 2, 1.
That was presumably the last ever time I shall sit on a video conference call with my hands held in front of my face, whilst four other people also silently hold their hands in front of their face.
I was going to ask Laura.
That was the last one.
She felt about the last one.
Oh my God. It makes me feel so sad. It's the bit I enjoy most about this whole process.
Was it a good last clap?
Yeah, it was all right. Had you told me before, I'd have saved it a bit more. I kind of went through it.
The pressure would have been too much. You would have crumbled if you'd known it was the last
I was wondering whether Alistair was going to offer to let you count in the last clap.
Oh. What a shit.
I've got my screen turned off, listeners, so they can't see me weeping.
And I do it about double the pace that Alistair does it at, so it's really disconcerting for everyone.
1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 999. Sketch 1,094. Texts.
As some kind of recompense, you can be voiceover in this sketch.
Great.
That'll make everything better.
Thanks.
My headphone's broken on the last ever day.
Oh, that's a sign. We know that the snowball tried to commit suicide last week. Yeah. So
snowball made a bid for freedom, the blessed relief of death. My right ear is buzzing like a twat.
Yeah, there was no moment for me to tell Snowball they'd only had to last one more week, unfortunately. But it's made it to the end. Okay, Laura, you can be voiceover. Yes. We'll do it as we did it earlier. I'll be Marcus. Okay. Tervs, you can be Will.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, John, and Simon can bring back his performance as Toby.
He might change it.
He might change it. Well, I mean, I'm actually very excited about that. We'll
Simon
have to
see.
Simon
is a mercurial master.
He is,
microphone. Yeah. I don't know what he's going to do next.
I might read the lines. I might not.
No, good
he
Lord.
He makes a valid point.
Same as usual, really.
Tuesday, July 5th, 2022, 11:15 a.m. Will receives a text message.
Hey, Tiny Willy! You, me, beer, adventures! This weekend? Yeah! Laters.
Sorry, I don't recognise this number. Will.
Aw, Shrimp Dick! How could you forget? It's me, Marcus, the Lone Ranger.
Marcus? Jesus, it's been 15 years. What have you been up to? Will.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes. A bit.
I hanker to spelunk Lake Lucerne, and I hear your pad is Lucerne adjacent. So, we on?
John. Horror clouds cluster around our weekend. Fat Dick Marcus from uni wants to visit. XXX.
Marcus? Didn't he microwave my hamster because he thought it was a lefty? Tell him to fuck off. JXXX.
Marcus. It would be lovely to see you, of course, but I'm pretty sure spelunking isn't allowed in Lake Lucerne. How would you go about spelunking a lake anyway? Plus, I'm in the States at the mo. Shall we take a rain check until I'm back in London in the autumn? Will.
Water's water, baby Todge. Sack off the Yanks and I'll see you Friday around spliff o'clock.
Better get the spare room prepped for the weekend. XXX.
Don't you XXX me, William Perkins. Marcus is as tedious as a tepid G&T. You better be back before he gets here.
Tuesday, 5th of July, 2022, 7:30 p.m.
Weenie Weener! Ferry tickets booked for Thursday morning. Toby the Human and I are raring to go. The Lone Ranger.
Who's Toby and why is his humanity notable? Will.
Toby's Rolls Royce. He's HP Source. Want to know about Area 51 or 5G or what the Suez Canal is really about? Ask Toby.
Is the Suez Canal a quandary?
I've said too much, but think on, Priccolo.
John, I thought he'd have forgotten all about it overnight, but he's booked ferry tickets. Oh, and he's bringing Toby with him. Will. XXX.
Who's Toby?
A human, apparently. Anyway, hoping the ferry tickets means he doesn't know where Switzerland is.
Wednesday, 6th of July, 6 p.m.
Microglands! I'm in a spelunking mood. Old school, freestyle. We're parked up behind a B&Q in Dover for the night. See you tomorrow. Hugs and kisses. Not really hugs and kisses. You wish, bummer.
Wednesday, 7th of July, 9:15 p.m.
Ladder emoji, bridge emoji, falling man emoji, gorilla emoji, Mr. Tickle emoji, ambulance emoji.
I may need some words.
I thought Brexit was going to stop this shit with poodles.
John, happy to say, I don't think Marcus is coming.
Thursday, 7th of July, 12:22 p.m.
Top night, dainty dick. We were chucked out of the pub because Toby the human refused to stop doing Wuthering Heights on the karaoke, and there was a debate with a poodle over right of way, but a vindaloo and eight cobras later, all was golden. Now for the ferry once a small poodle issue is resolved.
John, back to the previous plan, just one day later. So sorry, I'm stuck in NYC.
If you're planning to abandon me to that bollock-chinned arse hamper and then slink home for love and cuddles once he's gone, then think again. Get home now or else.
Friday, 8th of July, 10 p.m.
Three things are incomprehensible to me right now. One, you're still not home. Two, you gave that vulgar cockalorum our actual address. And three, you told him we'd supply spelunking equipment.
I did not. The last one, I mean.
Oh, I gave him a snorkel, a chisel and a Rubik's barrel. Told him the shopping centre fountain was Lake Lucerne and he was happy enough. Till the police arrived.
Was Toby the human in any trouble?
Marcus brought a poodle with him. He might be called Toby, but he's definitely not human. Seems sensible enough, though. He howls whenever Marcus smokes clove cigarettes, which is both understandable and all the time. If you're not home in 30 minutes, I am very simply leaving you.
Will makes a transatlantic call.
John, darling.
Don't you darling me.
Just keep him out of trouble for a few hours. I'll cancel today's meetings and get the next plane home. Will you forgive me?
Doubtful.
Honestly, I'll make it up to you. Hang on, someone's coming into the office.
Could I help you?
My name's Toby, Toby the Human. You're a Suez Liza history friend.
What's going on?
Operation Poodle, a resounding success. Human out.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, I assumed this was Marcus. Can you put him on?
If anything, Simon, your Texan accent went further down the line. That was quite astonishing.
Yeah, if anyone had fallen asleep during that sketch, that accent brought them right back in the room.
I mean, totally human.
I mean, people awesome. Probably have been spending 15 days straight listening to us, so you know, probably do yeah. need to be woken up.
Is that how long it would take people to listen to the whole
it wasn't thing. That long. Yeah, it was about 4 days, wasn't it?
No, sorry, it was 5 days.
5 days.
Yeah. Something like that, yes. I mean, the one thing that might have taken them out of it is the fact that Wednesday and Thursday are both happening on the 7th of July.
Oh. Is that right? I hadn't spotted that.
It's gone through four rewrites without anyone spotting that.
I mean, we only spotted that Lake Garda wasn't in Switzerland on version C.
Well,
I think I prefer Lake Lucerne to Garda in that sketch.
Yeah, fair I think enough. Switzerland's inherently funny.
Yeah.
In this situation.
Yeah. I have been to both lakes.
Have you?
I have been to both lakes. Which is better?
I went to Lake Garda on a school trip. So all I remember was Gardaland, which is a fun fair at Lake Garda, which everybody in Ireland thought was hilarious because obviously Garda is an Irish police officer. So it'll be like Bobby Land. So we thought that was hilarious. they're both very lovely. What can I say?
Do you think anyone ever went to Blobby Land, mistaking it for Bobby Land?
Was there Blobby Land?
Mr. Blob.
Do you not know who Mr. Blobby is?
I'm aware that it existed. What he is, okay. I'm not
well,
clear.
That's debatable. You don't... Right! Have we got through 990-odd sketches with this? Mr. Blobby...
999.
919? What?
99,
you dolt.
You dolt.
Oh, how...
Guys, listen. This is the last time we're going to insult Laura on tape.
I mean, no!
You could have done a better one than dolt.
Let me explain who Mr. Blobby is to Simon.
Go on, then.
Carry on, please.
Is a cultural phenomenon. You know, like Michael Flatley for the Irish?
Yes.
That's Mr. Blobby for us.
What a comparison.
He also dances, but not
and
quite
he's
as
also
well.
Also American.
Flatley, though.
Flatley
o
is
Flatley,
American.
Flatley, Michael O'Flatley.
Michael Flatley and Gene Butler were both Americans.
Oh,
he's got the biggest stamp collection in Ireland, hasn't he? Michael,
come on now.
Yay.
I've done that one before, I think. I can't tell if I've done that on this podcast. About
have we described who Mr. Blobby is before? I kind of feel we have. Or was that just in our private time where we discussed such things?
I saw a clip of Britain's Got Talent and Mr. Blobby was on it. And it's a lovely clip because Blobby's just blobbing about doing Blobby shit.
Yeah.
And Simon Cowell clearly hates Mr. Blobby. The hatred Simon Cowell feels for Mr. Blobby is hilarious in comparison to just this pink man wandering around going, Blobby, 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 Blobby.
Do you think it was the original guy or do you think, oh, woman?
I have no idea. The Blobbies were very
persuasive. The original person, the original
someone
Blobby.
Noel
the
was the original...
quite bought quite recently.
Noel was the original person in the suit.
What? What?
Yeah.
But
because,
Mr. Blobby's like 6 foot five. Where did you look out of the knees? What do you mean it was originally Noel Edmonds in the Blobby costume?
Because no, it was for the gotcha things where he'd prank celebrities.
He is, he's
and,
like
and the prank would involve.
Is he? Oh, let's look that.
He was pranking celebrities as if it was some sort of kids' TV show that they were involved with that kept going wrong, and then they'd take the head off and it would be Noel inside. That was the Blobby origin.
Oh, right. Oh, I see. Actually, Edmonds is quite tall. He's 1.73 metres. He's taller than me by 5 centimetres. Also taller than the late, great Keith Chegwin, who was the exact same... No, actually 2 centimetres smaller than I am. I am 168 centimetres tall. But then I have seen Noel Edmonds and Mr. Blobby in the same room at the same time. So...
Yeah, later on, it changed.
Later on, it was someone else. Do we know who? Did it rotate?
I think there were a number of people who did don the blobbing, but I don't think
has
any of them particularly
died?
Know.
Oh, maybe not.
Yes.
Has
Chegwin died? Oh, he is. Okay, has.
Okay. Did he die recently?
2017.
A decade
five,
or more.
6 years.
What
a great man.
That was longer than that.
Cheggers. Unless there's controversy. Is there controversy? Was he a racist?
No.
He was
Cheggers
fine.
Is fine.
Oh, fine. Okay. Just check him.
Okay.
Right.
Another 15 minuter there. So
great.
Yes.
Give Terms his work.
Well, it's the penultimate episode. I might let it run long.
This is the end.
Right. See you tomorrow for the last one.
Bye.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by The Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvett, Richard Catherall and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvett. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.
Better get the spare room prepped for the weekend. XXX.
Don't you belatedly XXX me, William Perkins. Marcus is a tedious... Oh.